it's just a rap thing. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the room shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let's be just move.
We're back with episode 15 of The Sounds of Struggle. I am Brad Maddox.
And I am the third man who ran the camera.
Now we're Chris Bersham and Nyack. And we're here to talk about everything that's happened in the last week.
And there's a lot.
Nothing has leaked our attention more.
Nothing's leaked more since I was in 7th grade and didn't know how to use the toilet.
Okay, that happened last weekend, too.
Yeah, but it's just because I was drunk.
Yeah, it was not a pretty sight.
No.
Don't eat the yellow snow, kids. Don't eat the yellow snow.
Or do, because it's funny.
It's lemon, I swear. But no, Paige, even though she's not on TV, is making herself to be the headline. Sorry, Sean, had to use your nickname.
Yeah, she's all up and stuff, and stuff's all up in her. And you know, I'm just going to throw out Tag Team of the Year, Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods. Good on them!
Yeah, that video and those photos weren't exactly her, let's say, strong suit of the week. No, were they?
Well, it's the most exposure she's gotten in quite a while, so I mean, I don't know why she's upset.
Well, yeah. So, for anybody who's living under a rock and does not understand how the internet works, Paige had, I guess,
a bunch of videos and pictures of her naked and doing adult-subjected stuff posted on the internet.
Yes. So, this didn't exactly was a shining star in her career. She was hacked.
Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
You know, she was hacked, and then among other things, but yeah, but what was funny is apparently Brad Maddox afterwards has deleted all his social media.
Yeah, although he did release a video today. It's very promo-like, saying how his life was destroyed, but not because of the videos. It was destroyed because the one he loved doesn't love him anymore, and it was really good. I was very taken aback, and I think he should be booked in the main event with Paige one more time.
Well, I mean, he'd have to have a job with WWE for this to happen.
Well, I mean, it's not too late.
Never too late. And then there is the third person in Xavier Woods.
Oh, we're talking about... Okay, yeah.
Yeah. We shouldn't go in detail, because we don't think we're actually going to get away with talking about details.
But Xavier Woods, good for you!
So, people, if you don't see the New Day or Xavier Woods on TV a lot before now in WrestleMania...
That's probably why.
Yeah, let's just say he kept his PhD exposed.
Yeah, because he got a PhD exposed, he's too busy turning all them pages, learning all them stories.
On his book on anatomy.
He's very brushed up on that, I'll tell you.
Yes.
What.
He went up and down.
Up, down, down.
Yeah.
Repeated.
Oh, God. You know, kids, if you're gonna be a naughty adult, do not record and do not have social media.
Or if you're gonna do that, for God's sakes, at least get paid for it. I mean, be smart.
No. College tuition is expensive. And, yeah, I mean, a college education goes far. You get to learn about what not to do.
Yeah, and generally it's not filmed.
No.
But, I mean, you can pay extra for that.
But, okay, let's serious. How is this going to affect Paige and Xavier Woods moving forward in WWE?
Xavier Woods, I think, is fine. Because I think, honestly, Paige will be fine, too, just because it's not like they posted it. It was taken. So, no, if it's anything like what happened with Seth Rollins, yeah, they might take him off, like, you know, Raw for a week or two. But that'll be about it.
But did they actually take Seth Rollins off? Because they just kind of ignored that one.
He was in the main event angle. I think they shortened what he was.
He won the title, actually, after this.
Cool.
Because he then won.
Xavier Woods is in for a hell of a singles run, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to cash in at Money in the Bank. How about that?
How about that? Yeah. My only thing was, is Paige saved from her losing her job because that movie that's coming out that The Rock's producing? Like, do you think that's what saved her? Because, I mean, she hasn't been on TV in a long time. Well, it'd be so easy just to let her go now.
She also is recovering from neck surgery.
True, but something like this.
Which is also following two strikes on the
wellness policy.
Yeah.
That's my point, though, is that if it wasn't for the movie, do you think they'd be like, well, damage control, you're fired.
So maybe she actually didn't test positive for anything. It was not self-induced.
That's possible.
I mean, she could have got it from a third party.
She could have got it from either man in that room. My question is, if anybody who's watched that video, which I'm assuming is a good chunk of people, who was filming? I mean, Brad Maddox had a film camera, but that's not the one we're watching from. Who is filming that? Because whoever did, phenomenal work. Good on you.
Maybe it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Maybe it's the Gobbledygooker.
Or Ludwig Borga.
Or Mantar.
Or Man Mountain Rock.
Shockmaster. It could be the Shockmaster.
Yeah, but if it was the Shockmaster, he'd be like completely falling into the shot, making an idiot of himself just like his debut. Ruining the whole thing.
You never know. Maybe filming is his strong suit.
I don't think it was.
That's a good point.
At all. Yeah, so there's questions. Boy, are there questions.
But all I can say is, Paige, thank you for answering my question on what you'd look like naked. I appreciate that.
This has been brought to you by What a Maneuver. where you can get all your Struggle and One World Empire memorabilia. Whether it's t-shirts, hoodies, baby onesies, What a Maneuver is a place to be.
Stuff that she and the rest of them should have been wearing and can wear to cover up their shame. WhatAManeuver.net. Cover your struggles. Make yourself great again.
So in other WWE news...
Oh, we forgot to cover this last week. I didn't know at the time. Apparently Jack Swagger got released.
Yeah, Jack Swagger's gone. We, the people, don't care.
Don't care, no.
I mean, he wasn't bad. I never disliked him.
He just, whatever.
You know, I actually kind of wish he was a Paul Heyman guy and not a Zeb Coulter guy.
Yeah, Zeb Coulter really didn't do anything for him, I don't think. I mean, kind of got him over, but then just,
I always thought that him and the Del Rio was just confusing.
Yeah.
I did like when he beat Jericho and cashed in Money in the Bank.
Yep.
I actually liked that. It was different.
Really hadn't done much of that.
He also really didn't do anything for the world title. It didn't really elevate him. So I think that was kind of his one shot.
To me, honestly, good wrestler, but just too generic.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be more of the Barbie doll, not like the Ken doll.
Gotta be more like Paige out there.
Yeah. Okay.
What episode are we on now? 15?
15. I said it earlier.
I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about Paige.
Clearly.
So this is episode 15, The Paige Turner.
Or?
Episode 15, Rampage in the Dark.
Or not in the dark. We have a light on.
Well, they can't see that. It's a...
I just told them once.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
This is internet
episode
radio.
15. This is our house.
I like it. Very good. Very good. Let's see. What else wrestling-wise? You hear Josh Matthews and Taz were knocking Mauro Ranallo for missing that last week's SmackDown because of snow.
Yeah, but it was the weather. I mean, that's just...
True.
That's just stupid.
No, you know what? And it's because they were saying, you know, hey, once we drove, you know, 4 hours through a blizzard, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. But is it worth your life, really? You guys clearly love the business and whatever and good for you, but if it was... Not safe.
Mauro loves the business, but I'm sure he was told that it was okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if his flight was canceled and he couldn't make the show because of that, I mean, that's not his fault.
Well, that's my point, though, is that just because you know, quote, love the business and made the show, but he couldn't, maybe his flight was canceled. Maybe he couldn't get a car to get there. You know, like, it's, you can't just... crap on a guy just because of what happened. You don't know the whole story.
Well,
I find Josh Matthews, I don't know, he's
full of himself. I think he's still mad that he got fired from WWE.
Little bit bitter in the butt.
Oh, man, he is peanut bitter and jelly.
Ooh, peanut bitterle. It's like brittle, but no, never mind, that didn't work. I apologize.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Shut up! Stupid Semi, thinking you can tell me to move. I'll get out of here and fight you.
Yeah.
Give you the moves of doom and stuff.
We'll give you Brad Maddox's finish. What about that, huh?
Yeah. What was his finish?
The deal breaker, actually.
It was a deal breaker, yeah. Wasn't it? How about that?
Irony is great.
Too sweet!
I guess another thing, too, I kind of wanted to talk about WWE. Is just to me, I wanted to. I mean, we all know WrestleMania is in a few weeks.
Yay, 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the only change since last week was the women's title match is now a four-way.
Spoiler alerts. I haven't seen it yet. That's why. But you called it like what, 2-3 weeks ago? So
yeah. I mean, everybody knows Vince is my right-arm man.
Yes,
he does
yes.
What I tell him.
Well, why aren't we booked?
He's senile. He forgets things.
You know what he won't forget? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I think he already forgot it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so... But no, my curiosity is, what's going to happen the night after WrestleMania now? Like, what can we expect? Because you'd assume that you're going to have...
Another Paige video!
Yeah. We're going to turn the page in, get it again? No.
Yeah. Drop to a hold, get it again.
But no, I mean, like, we're in line probably for a debut. Usually somebody always debuts. Last year we had Enzo, Big Cass debut the night after.
I think we got someone like Shinsuke or...
I actually do. I actually think Shinsuke will either debut the night after Mania.
Yeah.
But also I'm... wondering, will Finn Balor return then and not at Mania?
I mean...
Like, I can see a lot of people getting upset that Finn Balor won't be at WrestleMania under this situation.
Yeah, because he's back doing house shows, okay, but maybe he's not ready yet. Maybe he's doing house shows to get back in ring shape so he can go full
but
when he gets back.
My thing is, does Finn Balor need to be on WrestleMania, or are people just that impatient?
People are impatient regardless of how fast he comes back. He could still be out right now and people would be like upset he's not at Mania.
Because I think a lot of people, like, I personally believe that when Ty Dillinger was in the Rumble, he was not a mainstay in WWE. He was just going to be a one-time, okay, this is for the fans, we'll pop the fans, and then he goes back to NXT. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It would have been cool. But I thought he would have always have been lost in the shuffle. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, like, where's Finn Balor's place right now? Like, where does he...
sideline?
Like, where... Like, exactly. Like, he doesn't fit anywhere on the WrestleMania card.
Maybe he comes back and challenges whoever for the title. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I mean...
I don't know. Like, to me, it's just... It's one of those things where it's very in the dark of, you know, like, what do you do? Like, it's... I don't know, I just don't think it's a great idea to necessarily bring him back.
No, it makes sense.
If he had to, but another thing I also want to mention is that there's been rumors about the main event to WrestleMania 34 already.
Really?
where they're talking about Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And they want to set that up.
Okay.
But then there's also rumors that Vince McMahon wants AJ Styles to be moved from SmackDown to Raw and Roman Reigns moved from Raw to SmackDown.
Okay.
There's also rumors about him wanting the New Day on SmackDown.
Okay.
My question is, if Roman Reigns was to be drafted on SmackDown, how do you still do Brock and Roman? And does this guarantee Roman would win next year's Rumble?
You could do an inter-promotional match. I mean, technically, Undertaker is SmackDown and Roman Reigns is Raw. I mean, technically speaking.
But I think they would want to do that for the title.
Probably, I guess.
But, I don't know, like, my thing is this too advanced? Like, should they even worry about next year's WrestleMania now?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea to have an idea, but I think it's a bit of a mistake that it got out, because people are going to already start to crap on it. I mean, it's, you know, everyone's going to have their own opinion.
Because my thing is, like, I am not a Roman Reigns hater. What I am is a hater of what they're doing with him right now. Because I always hear comparisons, well, you know, The Rock became, not famous, but just absolutely loved after he got booed as a babyface. And like, this is what's happening to Roman Reigns. But you also let The Rock embrace the just being a heel.
Yeah.
And you allowed him to actually have a run as a heel. And then he let it organically turn back into being a face, and he was better off because of it.
Yeah.
I believe Roman Reigns should have that exact same thing.
Makes sense.
If he's moved to SmackDown, I would turn him full heel, have him stable up with the Usos.
Why? There's no connection there whatsoever. Yeah.
But I think all of a sudden now that idea of possibly having that Samoan stable would
work. The Polynesian connection.
I think it would work so well, especially on SmackDown. Then you could even bring Tamina back into the fold.
Yeah.
And then you have your girl, you have your tag team, you have your single star.
Yeah.
Everything works up in place. And then maybe you would have a mid-card guy, and then you do like that evolution where you can almost have all the titles.
Yeah.
But I just think that Roman Reigns is not going to succeed as a top babyface in WWE until he succeeds as a heel.
That's true. Plus, aren't they also talking about turning Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, and I'd welcome that too.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
Just, I think from what we've seen of Dean Ambrose, it's just, I think a change is needed. Just like a change was needed with Dolph Ziggler, I think, about a year ago, not 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Or how long it's been.
A couple months, I think.
Yeah, like, it was needed well beyond that. So, also, we found out a little bit more about the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
And some of the inductees.
We got,
and the inductors.
Mr. Jonathan Felix Anthony Cena. Yes, folks. Full names. Inducting Curtis...
John Cena Jr.
Sorry. Junior. Sorry. Inducting Mr. Curtis Hemingway Donkovich Esquire Angle.
The third.
True story. And also, the one that kind of surprised both of us, Jim Cornette, inducting Rock and Roll Express.
Are you really surprised?
I'm more surprised because WWE's letting it happen and he's actually working with WWE.
That's
not so much like it makes sense for him to induct them. It's more of, I'm surprised they're actually going to work together to make this happen.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm more surprised with, Jim Cornette coming back to WWE or WWE wanting him to come back.
But, I mean, it makes sense, though. Like, how many times has Vince, you know, buried the hatchet with whatever superstar and brought people back?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, just who's better to induct the Rock and Roll Express?
Us?
No. Okay. Why? You gotta explain this one.
Okay, why not? There, there's my explanation.
No, you gotta give us a good reason now.
No. No, yeah. my reason is why not?
Because, one, none of us have blonde locks.
Well, yours are kind of blonde.
No,
when
blonde.
I was born, they were
blonde. Brown.
When I was born, I was blonde.
Okay, you... You have as much locks as, you know, an open-ended... What is that guy doing?
Something about backflips.
No, but I mean, you have more locks as like an open-ended anything. So it's like...
Good comeback. Well, point is, bring us in. It's a way to introduce us. Come on!
Yeah, but so is the night after WrestleMania.
Well, if that's not an option, we'll do it.
Or NXT TakeOver Orlando.
But speaking of which, had Bobby Roode take on Chris Hero? That was a good match.
Cassius Ohno.
He'll always be Chris Hero to me. I don't mind the Cassius Ohno.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I bet you that's what Paige is saying.
No, she's doing it with Paul Bearer. I'm not going to that one.
Oh, yes! But anyways, is it just me, or the one thing I did want to point out from that the NXT show this past Wednesday was Nikki Cross did the page turner. She's from UK, very pale skin. Can we expect possibly some sort of sexual related tape or pictures from her anytime soon?
No comment.
And for that matter, there's also been rumors that the person who hacked Paige is also has access to Victoria, Summer Rae, and I guess Big Show stuff. So my question to you, Mr. Chris Parrish, if you could pick anybody you wanted to see something like this of, who would it be?
Linda McMahon.
That's a good answer.
I know.
That's a really good answer. I had an answer, but that one's way better than what I had. Like, way better. I was going to say Tony Chimmel, but... I mean, you're just way better than mine.
Barry Horowitz. How about that one?
Bad News Barrett. And just hope it's not actually bad news.
Yeah, Bullhammer, all right.
One would hope. Anyways, that's the rest of the question I have for that. We can move on now.
No, I mean, to me, I think this whole thing with this, going back to this, Xavier Woods is such that squeaky, clean kind of guy. Yes, he makes a lot of those open-ended references, but he doesn't do anything that's really, you know, that bad.
Out there. This was quite a shock.
And then, boom!
You see his,
It's like...
His nuts and bolts, his bit and tackle, his...
Okay, it's... I don't think this exposure is a little bit of all right for Xavier Woods.
It's a little bit all right for us, but, I mean, that's about it.
But, I mean... But the whole thing...
It is struggle-licious.
The whole thing is, like, you take someone who with that. It's like if you found, you know, Jesus Christ committing adultery.
Maybe he was. We don't know.
I mean, it's just like, you know, you take your like an ultimate good, and then you sprinkle it with a lot of evil or a lot of bad. Or it's like, what happens if you saw, you know, James? Like, what happens if James Ellsworth has a video out there?
That would be absolutely horrifying. That would be absolutely horrifying.
I mean,
hey, it seems to be a thing. That seems to be a thing to get in WWE.
He might get some chin, if you know what I mean.
Yes, he might. That's something I don't want to think about. But wait, do you think to get successful in WWE, you have to have some of this stuff? And if so, should we make one?
Well, okay, I don't know if our women would appreciate the video.
Well, I'm not saying make it with each other. Well, I mean, obviously, they would be involved. Well,
you gave me the eye. I didn't know what you meant.
I gave you the eye?
I mean...
Stink eye?
No.
The brown eye?
They're all the same.
The whispering eye? Wow, this one is derailed quickly. Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Shall we switch?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, any feedback on, you know, the question of who would you want to, you know, see a movie of, you can hit us on our Twitter.
At the Struggle SOS.
Yeah.
And,
just that one. Just that one.
Just that one.
Or on Facebook.
Or on Facebook, yes. Tell us who you'd like to see, and tell us a really random, messed up answer that'll make us laugh.
Or just really explain it. Yeah, at the very least, explain it.
Whatever.
As brutally honest as you possibly can be.
Because of boobies.
Like, it doesn't matter. If you're a guy and you want to see a dude, that's all good. We don't judge you.
No, it's 2017. We don't have the technology or the power to judge you.
No, that's true. But, yeah, moving on.
Southpaw Regional Wrestling?
So funny.
So funny. I don't know whose brainchild this was, but good for them. Whoever it was good stuff. Who's your favorite? Out of all the people there, who was your favorite?
I kind of like Tyler Breeze. A little bit.
Yes, yeah.
The
yeah.
fact that his mustache kept falling off.
And he kept fixing it, but it acted like nothing's wrong. Do we know who, like, the masked luchador guy was? Do we know who
the
played
Sea
that?
Monster?
No. Well, him too, but Sea Monster or the masked luchador that they did, like, one little promo for.
No, I don't know. I love that TJ Perkins was in it.
Yeah, he was the heavyweight champion. And he looked just so, like, old school and... I know, I think it's funny that, Jericho is the interviewer as Clint Bobsky, because I know he's referenced that name before.
Yeah.
But my favorite was Fandango, the drunk sidekick to John Cena, who I think nailed 1980s wrestling the way he portrayed it was perfect.
But, because we also saw Connor and Victor as the surfer dudes with attitudes.
Oh, God, that was funny. Good for them. I didn't realize Connor was so big. I know he's like tall, but he's a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he was that big.
You've seen him on TV.
Yes, but I don't look at him that way. This whole page thing has changed my outlook on how I look at everything. I am in a, you know, glass case of emotion. I just don't know what to think anymore.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, but then you had Gallows and Anderson as,
That was funny. Gallows was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought John Cena was actually pretty funny, too.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. They all win.
Yeah, the whole thing overall was
good. I wish there was more than 4 episodes.
Yeah, and maybe one day there will be. But the fact that they made it look like it's actually like from video cassette in the 80s was great.
Yeah, I found a cassette and this is what was on it.
Great stuff. Yeah. I loved it.
And then the whole thing never happens.
Yeah. That's... So fun. Spoiler alert. Go watch it. It's worth it. Yeah. Good stuff.
I think moving on to wrestling now.
Because,
I mean, that was almost a half hour of wrestling.
Yeah.
Talking.
Oh, one more quick thing. Edge and Christian are going to have a podcast coming out soon. Would you listen to it?
I probably will.
Yeah.
Anytime that Edge or Christian were on podcasts, their story was always good. I think it's also something that we can relate because they are Canadian. I know personally I have a lot of things I can relate to doing the Tony Condello Northern Tour, which they've both done. So always hearing the stories and seeing similarities between the stories they have and the memories I had when I did it. It's pretty surreal to think, hey, you know what? I did the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think too, a lot of their stuff is Canadian. So it's you know, you're going to get Canadian humor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe it's like the pro wrestling's Dan and Jay.
Welcome back to Canada, Dan and Jay. Yeah. We missed you. But yes, I agree. It was good.
I would like to talk about the story that, seriously, I don't care about, but to me, it's a story, and that's Tom Brady's jersey being found.
Oh, was it? I don't care enough.
Super
I
Bowl.
Know.
Yeah.
Who had it?
Apparently, it's a reporter went into the dressing room, and there's a video of him going in with a backpack and nothing under the arm, and then coming out with the same backpack and carrying something underneath the arm. And it was pretty much evident that, you know, he stole it, and then it's just a matter of... Apparently, he's a media guy.
So really?
It's like, it's not a no-name guy. I'm not going to put out his name, I don't think.
You know what? I'll put out his name as soon as someone tells me what his name is. Because I just don't know, because I don't care.
No, I mean, to me, it's just one of those, I mean, if you want to know the story, I mean, you can find out his name. But the fact that this is a story and then the FBI actually found the jersey Mexico, it's just...
You boys like Mexico?
Another fuel to the Donald Trump fire of wanting a wall is all I can say.
Yeah.
Not only do you steal the jobs, apparently, you also steal football jerseys.
Son of a bitch.
And then they ban the fakes being made.
It's like, in Mexico?
Yeah. Like, well, now you know why. You ban them for making fakes, and then you hate them for taking real ones. It's just, what's a Mexican supposed to do? The peso's not where it used to be.
Like what, back in the mid-90s? It really hasn't recovered.
It's a true story.
Yeah. Some fairly big news. McGregor and Mayweather. He actually officially came out of retirement, and there's been rumors as to when the date's going to be. It looks like it's unofficially official.
Yeah, well, we mentioned last week that T-Mobile had held an open date. Mayweather came out of retirement. It sounds like September.
I actually saw a poster which said June 10th. I was like, that was really soon.
No, that's the date T-Mobile had opened up.
Gotcha.
But Conor McGregor is actually having a kid.
Yeah.
He actually expressed this right after his last fight with Eddie Alvarez, that his girlfriend gets really stressed out during his fight week, and he doesn't want to stress her out during the pregnancy. So instead, he's going to train boxing and try to fight the best fighter in this era.
Yeah. Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Buster Douglas. However...
Vander Holyfield.
Well, now that's an earful.
Yes, it is. And a mouthful, really.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, I truly do believe that this is going to absolutely smash a lot of barriers
and records.
I'm going to watch regardless.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch for sure.
Because I think a lot of me, it's like, I expect Mayweather to win.
Playing
however,
his defensive game, yes.
I do want to see if Conor McGregor, A, is good at boxing, B, if he can actually... Is he better than what everybody kind of has this notion of? Is he actually good at boxing? Because in MMA, during his fights, his boxing is really good.
You know what I think would be really funny? If partway through the first round, he goes to get a couple strikes and then just kicks him in the leg, takes him down.
Give me your belt.
Yeah, I think it'd be hilarious. Just like, punch, punch, kick. And then just like throws him off his game and then gets inside Mayweather's head. That'd be so funny.
Okay, but it's boxing. You'd lose automatically.
So, kick him down and just beats the piss out of him. Take that, mother trucker.
Give me your belt.
Give me your belt.
to me, I think it'd be very curious to see if he actually is good.
Yep.
Two, does Mayweather still act like, you would assume he still has it, but has he lost
it? To some degree, but how long is it, when was his last fight?
I don't know. I don't follow boxing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could have been a while ago, so maybe it was awesome.
It was a few years back.
Was his last fight against Pacquiao?
I think so.
That's like a couple years now.
Yeah. And then...
You gotta think he wouldn't be completely 100% then. Maybe the advantage would be McGregor.
I don't know.
And I kind of hope so.
But do we not put McGregor up there a little bit more just because we know how good he is in MMA and just like, oh, he has to be good. He might not be that good.
Yeah, yes and
boxing's a different sport.
Yeah, because MMA, you can come at many different angles. And although McGregor might not be a master of boxing, he is really good at a bunch of different things that makes him very, very lethal and deadly. He's got to specialize now just as fists and punching. So he is good at it, don't get me wrong. But Mayweather has trained his entire life, and that's all he does. So I still think McGregor's at a disadvantage. I would love to see him overcome those odds. I would love McGregor to win. That'd be awesome.
Well, then we all know how fast Mayweather's hands were. And you assume that they still are. And even if he, went down a peg or two from his, his prime or last fight or whatnot.
He'd be almost as fast as...
You would think that's still, better than Conor McGregor. But at the same point, you can make the argument that a lot of people kind of overhype Conor McGregor in this But then you can also think they may be underselling him as well.
Yeah, it's...
But to me, I think that just the dynamic of everything that, you know, comes across... Like, everything that this is built around is just too interesting to not want to... Not want to see... Like, you want to watch this.
Yeah.
And you just want to see what happens. It was like when CM Punk fought. You assumed that he was going to lose. You assumed that he was going to get beat pretty quickly. But you wanted to see... A, if he actually had anything, if he was good, maybe he could surprise you.
And to be fair, CM Punk lasts longer than I thought he would.
I thought he would have done more. I really did. I didn't think he would do a lot, but I just assumed that he would have done something. Maybe get a couple shots off. It's not fair, but I compare it to his Brock Lesnar match. The Brock Lesnar fight, sorry, against Frank Mir that, you know... Brock Lesnar got a takedown, he got some shots in, and he got caught, because at that point he did not know submissions, he did not know a lot of that stuff, and mentally he wasn't ready. I don't think with Mayweather and McGregor, I don't think the mental mind games are going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Perhaps McGregor could, you know, play those games kind of like he does with all of his opponents, but I think Mayweather has heard it all before, and he may even talk just as much smack as McGregor will.
That is very possible.
So, to me, I just think there's a lot of dynamic things I want to see. I just, you know, it would be absolutely surreal if Conor McGregor was to beat Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
In multitudes of reasoning, because now how much... Would the UFC have to pay for... how much would the UFC have to pay for Conor McGregor to fight again?
Oh, millions upon millions.
Also, you'd assume that this guy's star power is, no pun intended, but notorious.
Yes, very good.
You would just have to assume that. Like, you know, if McGregor was to win, how insanely big he would be. Because I don't think a win for Mayweather does really that much. It's more, you're expected to.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people would undersell McGregor if he lost, because you lost to Floyd Mayweather in a boxing fight.
Yeah.
You're expected to.
Yeah.
But he had the balls to do it.
Yeah, that's like what people...
Not a lot of people have done this.
That's what I think people love and hate about him.
And... So, I mean, to me, that's going to be pretty cool to watch. Also, I want to put out a shout-out to the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
Hi, Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
Where now you can listen to the Sounds of Struggle on YouTube.
On the tube for you.
Yep. Not just Google Play, Podbean, or iTunes.
On the tunes for I.
Yeah.
In the tube for you.
So, yeah, go check it out. You can download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
On all those previously determined sites.
And listen to all your past episodes of Sound Struggle or any other content available at the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network.
Yes. On to hockey?
Yes, because I think this is an absolute amazing time to watch hockey right now. Especially if you live in the city of Edmonton.
Because they won tonight?
Not just they won, but the fact that it's March. It is almost...
March Madness.
It's the end of March.
March Madness.
And the Oilers are still in, which is very exciting for the city.
It's madness.
No, we're not talking about madness. We're also talking about your Chicago Blackhawks clinching for the 9th year in a row a playoff spot.
Everyone, 3 cheers for my team!
They join the Blue Jackets and the Capitals.
That's surprising.
The 3 teams that are... It's weird to see Columbus with 100 points. It would be
at the beginning of the year. Yeah, Columbus will clinch. Oh, yeah, sure they will.
And they're almost the first team, because pretty much Washington clinched it one day, the very next day Columbus does.
Yeah.
And then the next day Chicago does.
Yeah.
So it's boom, boom, boom. You're finally getting kind of an idea.
The Avs have been statistically eliminated.
Yeah, they've been statistically eliminated for a while now.
I mean, yes. But
I mean,
it's been made official, so they gone. They gone!
Oh, no, it was official a while ago.
Well, it's news to me, even though they played Chicago last night, and Chicago scored 5 goals in the 3rd period to beat them 6-3.
Yeah.
That's why they're eliminated, because they suck. No offense, Mr. Duchesne, Mr. McKinnon, all other players. You just don't have the team you need.
Yeah, for someone Mr. who Sackett, has the letter, you need a little bit more D in your game, Duchesne.
Mr. Sackick, you need to give the struggle a call. We'll help you out in restructuring your team. We won't do it to be better than Chicago or Edmonton.
But, I mean, you would assume that now they're, I mean, they got the number one pick, or they're pretty locked for
A top three, I'd say.
So, I mean, they're going to get...
Do you think that they get rid of McKinnon, Duchesne, Landeskog, all three? Two of the three?
No, I think you do what the Oilers did. You find out what your best return is for your top three, and then you trade that guy. Because I think you got to get the best return. I do believe that somebody's going to get moved in the offseason. I didn't expect anybody to be moved at the deadline. I think deadline moves weren't going to be realistic. Nobody was going to overpay then, but people will overpay by draft day. All of a sudden, now you have Vegas in the fold.
Vegas centerfold.
What happens if Vegas were to offer their pick, and they're guaranteed...
Number one.
Nope. They have the same statistics as any of the top three to land a... So they're going to be picking...
It's rigged. Top three or top four.
I actually believe that it's going to be Colorado, Vegas, New Jersey is your top three. That is my prediction.
You heard it here first, folks. Yep.
However, I don't think Colorado will do much until the season ends and the draft kind of begins.
Yeah.
I do think Duchesne will get looked at probably the most. I think McKinnon, if anybody, is your untouchable.
Yeah.
Landeskog, I think...
Just super underwhelming.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would love to pick up a Duchesne.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm... So, also New Jersey's really, really that bad as well. I mean, it's weird, because in the last 10 years, I mean, we're used to talking about the draft. So, I mean, we're kind of going there right now. But, I mean, to me, it's still kind of funny... So we trade Taylor Hall, then boom, the Oilers are in the playoffs, and the Devils are the worst team in the East.
He's plagued, it tells you.
Yeah.
He's a cancer in the locker room.
So, I don't think he really is a cancer. I just think it's unfortunate for him to always be on a losing team.
Sorry. Let me rephrase it. He's a hepatitis in the locker room. He's herpes in the locker room. Mm. He gives the locker room gonorrhea.
They got to turn the page at some point.
Ooh, that's too far. the Rangers are officially set to host the Sabres at Winter Classic next year.
Yeah, and Ottawa and Montreal are in an
Ottawa's going to host Montreal and Centennial Classic next year.
Yeah, no, I don't... Okay, seriously, how stupid is that? Because don't you think... Okay, one, the Centennial game was the Toronto game. They had the giant 100...
I know, but it's because it'll be the end of the year of 2017, which is 100 years. I agree. They do too many of these. They do. I'm still waiting for them to release when Chicago's going to play, because they seem to play in everyone every year.
Yeah, they're going to play Pittsburgh, because they never, ever do outdoor games. To me, it's like, why don't you do feuds? Like, why don't you do, like, Edmonton-Calgary? Or why don't you do, like...
Because what, Edmonton's been in two of them?
Yeah.
Against Montreal and Winnipeg?
Yeah.
And Calgary was in one against...
Vancouver.
Really?
They wore those Ronald McDonald jerseys.
Oh, yeah, the ketchup and mustard ones.
Yeah, they're ugly.
I actually love them because it's really easy to dress up for Halloween. Look at me, I'm a moron! La la la.
Hello.
Hello!
Well, it's not like Vancouver had better jerseys, so it's that, poo brown jerseys.
Oh, with the giant V for, I don't know, because definitely not victory.
No, definitely not victory. It's
vigorously failing at hockey. That's what it stands for. Other hockey news. Ryan Smith got knocked the F out.
Yeah, what a cheap hit, though.
That was bull crap.
That was so dirty that even a vacuum couldn't clean that one up.
Yeah, that's one you call Molly Maid.
And yes, that joke sucked. I'm aware of it.
That's the one where you call Molly Maid and they're like, sorry, senor, there's nothing I can do. And then you just have to buy a new house because it's just
But apparently that guy also had a history of being dirty.
A douche?
and then he tried to act like he was all noble. Not a lot of people bought it.
Well, no. That's like Sean Avery saying he's a good guy.
Well, he's funny.
It doesn't mean he's a good guy.
I'd have a beer with him.
I would too, but I still wouldn't trust him with my wallet.
I mean, I'd make him pay. I think he's earned enough money.
How the hell with that guy?
Yeah. Or an expensive beer.
Speaking of somewhat scrappy, dirty guys, Tkachuk just got suspended 2 games.
Yep, he deserved it, but at the same time, I do like his style.
Is it just because it's against the Kings?
No, I think it brings... When you have a guy like that, I think he... a lot of people now want to target him, which the people they don't want to target are your scorers. Unless he does something like that and their retaliation thinking is, I'm going to then go after your top guys.
Possibly, yeah.
Depending on who he targeted.
It was against Doughty, so I mean, you'd think you have to go like Giordano or...
Bomeister.
Bomeister.
Wait, isn't
Bomeister in St. Louis?
No. He's in Calgary.
See, I don't keep up on them or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, he got traded to Calgary a while ago.
Oh. So I know.
Yeah, so, Or do you, like, you know, target at Brian Elliott? Winner of 11 straight games now.
I thought that streak was snapped by Boston.
Nope. Elliott did not play that game.
Oh.
Yep. Elliott has won 11 straight starts. The Flames have not.
Ah.
Yeah, they put in their backup for the game against Boston and lost that one. Also, scoring race in the NHL is absolutely insane to keep up with right now.
Yes.
So you have now Connor McDavid at 82 points.
82!
You have Crosby and Marchand at 80 now.
Less than 2.
And then Kane has, what, 79?
I believe so.
So I made a reference earlier.
Let us hear your prediction.
So my prediction is based on one theory and one theory only, and that is it's going to go Kane, Crosby, McDavid, Marchand, for the sole purpose of if you were to take their first digit of their number and minus it from the second, that is, you know, their position. So Kane being 88, 8 minus 8 is 0, so he wins.
Crosby's 87, which is 8 minus 7.
So he's
1.
Yep. So he's, you know, 1 behind Kane. McDavid is 9 minus 7,
2.
Which is 2. 2 behind Kane. And then Marchand is 6 minus 3. 3 behind Kane.
But honestly, folks, you cannot argue it. It's math. And what we were taught is math is a science, and science is concrete.
What?
So Parrish just used science and math to determine who the top 4 scorers in the NHL are going to be. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, then that way we know the NHL is as predetermined as wrestling and the NFL.
I would just say the school is full of it.
Well, so society.
I blame the schools.
I blame the people I hang out with.
I blame the Shark Club. But moving on.
Take that.
Yeah, I don't think they know math or science, so it's all good.
Well, they barely know their own names.
Yeah. A
bunch of dildos.
Anyway, another thing is leading up to the awards. So my thing was, it's like, who would your early predictions be of the awards? So when you go to it, like the Art Ross, obviously would be the whoever has the most points.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Oh. Now, the heart. The heart was... in Edmonton, this is the big one. It's the most valuable person to your team.
The Corey Hart. Yeah. Whoever wears their sunglasses on.
The Teddy Hart. Whoever swears the most on a live microphone.
As well as bring a bunch of drugs and get arrested and do other things of that nature.
Yeah. But my thing is, like, this most important to your team... To me, I just don't know if... You know, I mean, you have Sidney Crosby... You take him away from the team, you still have Evgeny Malkin.
Yes.
You take Patrick Kane away from the Blackhawks, you still have Jonathan Toews, and you still have Panarin, and you still have multiple people who are producing.
Yeah, we do.
You take Brad Marchand away from Boston.
Really, no one else has produced this year, though.
Other than, like, the Bergeron or whatnot, there's not a lot of people who are putting up numbers like that.
But even Bergeron, how well is he doing this year? Like, when I recall looking at earlier, like, not that great. He's doing okay, but...
He has 80 points.
Bergeron has 80
points? No, sorry, Marchand. Bergeron, no. But, I mean, Bergeron is playing on a line with Marchand. So you would think that a lot of the points Marchand's getting, there's a common denominator in... Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah.
So you'd have to assume that...
But still, two guys, I mean, I'd say Marchand still, he's been carrying, I'd say pretty much almost carrying that team by himself, really. It's, I don't know.
What? I was on my phone, I was checking stuff out.
We're checking out Paige again?
No, it's actually me.
On TV? Hey, there's me in the background!
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, it's us.
Is that a video of us when we were on Shaw Cable in Edmonton?
Yeah, that was a we are taping Monday night, so there is a show called Monday Night Dynamite that airs on Shaw TV
at 10:30
p.m.
On channel 10.
Yep, and again on Saturday Sundays at 11.
12.
11 if you're in a different time zone.
If you're 12. BC time, yes. Yeah.
12 o'clock if you're in the right time zone.
Prime time, folks. No. Middle of the day.
Noon is what the cats call.
Yeah.
I don't know, the cool cats. Not the meow cats.
Like Kato?
No, I said cool.
Well, I just assume cat. I just assume hen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
Also in Red Deer at 10 o'clock on Monday nights. I don't know what channel it is there. But... I don't know. Anyways.
Straw TV.
Shaw TV, look it up. Look it up!
That's what it is.
We're TV stars.
Yep.
Hence my new Twitter name. It's just a picture of a TV and a picture of a star. That's my new Twitter name.
Does that TV get HBO?
No, but it saw a lot of things it shouldn't.
Yeah. Probably saw a lot of things on Shaw TV that weren't related to the struggle.
True story.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the scoring race. So, I don't know. To me, I think... You would almost go McDavid or Marchand.
For winning it?
Yes. But I do believe...
We were talking about the heart, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do believe that they have to win the scoring race to get it.
You think so?
I think whoever wins the scoring race will win it.
Is that how it usually goes?
Not always, but it...
Generally?
It helps.
Yeah.
Vezina. I mean, who do you pick as the best goalie this year?
Up there? Gotta be Talbot.
See,
I don't think he wins, but I think he's nominated.
I think Devin Dubnyk has his hands down.
I'd say Talbot gets nominated, but I don't think he wins. I think Jonathan Quick, he's really done well this year.
Oh my god.
He's undefeated since like the beginning of the season.
I don't think he's won a game since they got Bishop, who I don't know has won many more.
No, that's true. I blame Ginla for that one, though.
I don't blame it. I blame Toffoli.
Yeah, he's too busy selling sunglasses.
This is true. He does have sunglasses.
Yeah.
But then
I would have said Carey Price, but he's been really streaking off and on, which really screwed me in my hockey league this year.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm not happy.
But then, I mean, I also look like how about Bobrovsky? Like, how is he doing?
Bobrovsky, he's doing really well this year.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm just looking at the wins now for goalies. I mean, you got Bobrovsky with 39. You got Dubnyk for 36. Tied with Holtby. And now Cam Talbot. And then you have Carey Price at 33, tied with Tuukka Rask. And then, you know, and then you're kind of going down, and that's already, you know, six goalies right there.
Six goalies, one cup.
Mm.
Get it? Six goals, one cup.
It's
funny.
Explain. But then you go to, like, goals against average. You got Bobrovsky, Holtby, Darling.
Yeah, he is.
But you would also assume Darling's sample size is not as big as the others.
It's not about the size that matters. It's how you use it, son.
Well,
read a friggin' book.
That would explain. You know, my marriage can do so much more if I read a book.
Not even touching that one.
Oh, I'm not even going to explain the book. However, and then you got Peter Budaj.
Budaj.
And then Dubnyk, Jones, Price, Gibson, Ranta, Anderson, Rask, Talbot. So that's a little different. And then you go to your save percentage. And Scott Darling is
number one.
Tied with Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky!
And then you have Craig Anderson, who I think is a very... Had he played a full year and stayed at this rate, I think he would have been a slam dunk.
Yeah, problem is his wife got cancer, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Based on all that, Bobrovsky sounds like a shoe-in.
Yeah, and then
he's the top of everything.
He's number five for shots. Cam Talbot is number one, but that's not necessarily saying...
That's not the goalie, though. That's, you know, getting shot because your defense isn't top.
No, and then Bobrovsky is also third for shutouts.
Who's number one?
Braden Holtby.
Yeah.
He only has he has two more. Then it's Budaj with seven. Bobrovsky is tied with Rask and Talbot.
I honestly think it'll be...
So I honestly...
Holtby, Bobrovsky... And then...
I think Bobrovsky, Dubnyk, and Holtby are going to be your candidates.
I don't know. You can make an argument for Talbot. I don't know. He wouldn't win. He'd be just a nominee, but
no.
You could make an argument.
I think Bobrovsky or Dubnyk would actually win it.
Yeah.
Given the success of Minnesota, I think, you know, I might give it to him.
Well, kind of falling off the radar lately. That's why Chicago's number one in the West.
Yep, their downswing right now might actually take Dubnyk away from that. The Calder is actually a pretty good one because the race is always going to be Matthews, Laine. I think Laine right now has the edge.
Yeah, he's played, what, like 15 less games? Maybe with 10 less games, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And he's got, what, same amount of points, if not like one or two more?
Yeah, I think he has one more goal and a couple more assists.
But he has more... hat tricks. He's got, like, what, three or four?
Yeah.
And up until this year, actually, until the last time that Kane got a hat trick, they're actually tied for the amount of hat tricks they had in their career, which shocked the hell out of me.
Well, yeah, just because you would think a guy like Kane has a lot more.
He's a lot of two-goal games.
Yeah.
But he only has, what, I think, four hat tricks.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, but then again, that kind of also can work against Laine in the sense of, you know, yes, he got the goals, but at the same time, he wasn't as consistent. Perhaps a guy like Matthews was getting points on a more of a consistent basis. I do believe that argument should be, you know, counted for.
I have a feeling that Matthews has an advantage because it's in Toronto and media and the NHL, I was just so hard for Toronto.
Yeah,
so.
But the awards are in Vegas.
That is a West Coast team, so maybe.
And
the NHL is
Vegas
so hard
is more of a Line A kind of a culture than in the Matthews. So
are you saying that because he's from Europe and you're saying he's promiscuous? Like Paige?
No, I'm just saying he's a lot more entertaining
away from
the game of hockey.
That too. Yeah.
And then you got the Norse, and I think we can all agree that Brent Burns has this.
It's unreal. He has almost 30 goals, if not 30 now?
Yeah, he has like 70 some points.
It's insane. He's not a defenseman. He's just put there because they needed a defenseman.
Well, he wasn't a defenseman to start. He was a forward.
He's never been a defenseman. He's more of just like an offensive guy.
But he does play a very tight defensive game. It's very hard to beat him one-on-one.
That's true.
It's not
the beard.
It's not like he can't play defense because he does play defense. He's always going to be, paired on the top guys with Vlasic as well.
Ah, pickle.
Yeah, the pickle guy. Crunchiest taste I've ever heard.
Ew. Was he in that video?
No, that's just their tagline for Vlasic Pickles.
Yeah.
But then you would also look at, you know, Lady Bings and stuff like that. But, I mean,
oh,
I think...
sweet Lady Bings.
I mean, you know, maybe we'll put up a list on Twitter of who we think is going to win these awards right now. But, I mean, give us your feedback.
I think Struggle wins the Mark Messier Award.
Who would win the Mark Messier Award in the NHL?
No, the correct question is, what is the Mark Messier Award?
It's the leadership.
Oh, the Struggle. For hockey. Crosby, probably. He's top contender anyways.
You would assume it's some of the top captains, like whether it's Crosby, Tate.
You know who hasn't done well this year is Ovechkin.
No.
I've been very under.
Yet the Capitals are doing well. They are the best team in hockey.
He's not
right
producing.
Now.
He seems to be like the fourth and fifth pass now.
No, but you don't necessarily have to produce to be the best leader.
True.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is just the Edmontonian in me saying, well, what about a McDavid? 20 years old, and the team has not... This is the most success they've seen in a decade. And this is his first year as captain. And he leads the league in points. He does his part. I mean, it's tough to argue, you know.
But he's not even that good.
Well, he's a little bit of all right.
Yeah, I guess he's a little bit all right.
Pretty sure all teams would take a guy like him if they had a choice.
Yeah, maybe in the third or fourth round.
Yeah. Be like a supplementary pick like Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's nowhere near as good of a pick like Steve Kelly.
Yeah, or Dennis Bonvy.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Come on, know your history.
I don't even know what that is. I don't think you're speaking words.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible. He was like maybe a third liner at best.
Sweet.
But it's not like he was picked high by any means.
Maybe he was picked high.
He did not have a Rob Van Dam type of draft.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't select the high road. Anyway, yeah, I mean, and then on top of all this, we got the playoff race.
Yes.
So, right now, who do you think is favored to come out of the West?
I mean, my obvious pick is my team, but... Mm-hmm. And honestly, it seems like they do it. Like, they'll go like a year where they're eliminated first round. And then the next year they make it to the conference finals. So, I'd say they're definitely a favorite.
I think there's I think it's almost anybody's guess out of the West.
They're all so close. It could very well be. It could be like the year that,
I think it's,
LA won it.
I think
a wild card.
It's all about matchups for the West.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cause the one thing I will say about the Oilers is that there is not one team that I am overly concerned with about matchups.
No.
Because the way they play now is different from any other year. Not only do the Oilers have to beat like any other team four times, but they got to beat the Oilers four times.
Yeah.
And to me, I have not seen that many teams outside of Nashville completely take it to the Oilers this year.
Which is weird because Nashville's been doing all right.
They're not doing that much better. The Oilers actually are more, like, they have more points. So, that's my thing. There is not anybody who I think has an edge over anybody in the West.
No.
Whereas in the East.
I'm calling it right now.
I think it's Pittsburgh, Washington in the Eastern Final.
I'd say I'm calling it right now that whoever wins the East is going to be from Metropolitan. Because that division is just head and shoulders above everybody else.
But my thing, too, is I would not be surprised if Columbus got upset in the opening round.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time they were in the playoffs?
Have they ever?
I don't know. I'm not paid to know this kind of stuff.
Yeah, Mike, I guess you got to actually tell us.
Yeah, at Mike the Ref. If that is your real name.
I don't think they have.
I don't know. I think they might have got close ones, but I can't remember.
Yeah. So
I can't say that they were, I don't know. Maybe one of the years that Rick Nash was still there, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would, you know what? I actually think they may have done it once before. But I mean, like, who would give Pittsburgh or Washington a real run other than each other?
Well, is there anyone in the East right now that's on fire? Because you'll have, as of right now, you'll have Montreal, Ottawa. I think Toronto's, like, on the cusp there, just in. I don't think any of those teams will make it past the second round. I think New York's in. They might, if they can get their stuff together, their poop in a group, their ducks in a row, as they say.
Ducks in a row? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But I think the teams to beat are going to be defending Stanley Cup champions and the team that can never make it past the second round. I think this might be their year to get to the finals.
Okay, so the 2008-2009... The Blue Jackets made the playoffs on the west side, and then in 2013-14, they made it on the east side. Ironically enough, both seventh spot.
Oh. Well, they're going to be a little bit higher than seventh spot this year.
Yeah, I would say.
Unless they have a complete breakdown, somehow everyone else passes them.
I guess, too, like when it comes down to the east, my just teams that I'd be thinking is, you know, they always talk about, you know, you might run into a hot goalie.
Yeah.
So Craig Anderson completely jumps out at me right
now. Yeah, absolutely.
And then Carey Price, how do you really say anything about him?
Yeah, because, I mean, give the situation, give the right time. I mean, he can stand on his head, so.
This is the one year where I'm not really worried about Henrik Lundqvist.
No, he's been really just not an issue for other teams. He's been kind of average at best.
And then, I don't know, is Matt Murray for sure? Is he a real...
They're going back and forth. I mean, he seems to have done well in the games he's played this year.
Yeah, so I mean...
I bet he could do it again, if need be.
To me, I think Braden Holtby has that mental edge because he's been there, he's consistent, he's put in that pedigree. So it's hard to think that he wouldn't, you know, have that capability.
Yeah.
Not saying any other goalies don't, because we've seen Lundqvist do it before.
Yeah.
We've seen Murray do it before.
Yep.
We've seen Fleury do it before.
Yep.
We haven't seen Bobrovsky do it before.
Bobrovsky!
We haven't seen Price take it to that next level yet.
Didn't they get to the third round one year?
But he's never gone all the way to the finals.
He's never made it all the way.
Anderson, and then you look at Tuukka Rask, and then possibly Frederik Andersen. Those are your Eastern goalies.
Yeah.
My money is on Braden Holtby.
My question is, depending on how it ends up, would Pittsburgh Penguins and Washington Capitals play each other in the second round or the third round? Because I can't see either one of them being in the first round. As of right now, they would be...
As of right now, you would see Washington play the Toronto Maple Leafs, whereas the Columbus Blue Jackets would then play the New York Rangers.
Is that how it works? I thought it would be New York Rangers would play Montreal. Because that was the top team in each division plays the, like, one team in the...
So I'm not too sure on how that would...
I think that's how it works, is the top team in each division plays one wild card, and then two and three play each other. So that would be Columbus, Pittsburgh...
So you're saying the wild cards aren't necessarily 7th and 8th?
Well, they're 7th and 8th, but they play against... 1 and 2 would be each division, would be 1 and 2.
Because then if that's the case...
Then it would be Montreal versus New York.
I think it would be Montreal against Boston then, wouldn't it?
No, if that was the case, it would be Washington versus Toronto, Montreal versus New York, Ottawa, Boston, Columbus, Pittsburgh. That's how I think it worked in the past. I could be wrong, but I think that's how it works. Is that the top number one in each division gets to play against the Wild?
See, I don't know. To me, there's a lot of things that are just like, I just don't get about that, because then, like, why does Ottawa and Boston play each other and they're both in the 80 points, whereas Columbus has to play another 100 point team?
The division, how it works out.
To me, I just think that's...
But I think the way they work this out is that way you can pick who's going to go, like, and you know who you're going to face next. Not like the old days where it's like, oh, look, a team from 7 wins, so suddenly now they play the best team. And I don't necessarily agree with it.
To me, I just think it's, you know, like, if you won your division, cool, you guarantee a spot. Maybe not necessarily top two, but you guarantee that's the spot and home ice, maybe.
Yeah.
But then I think it's all points. And
it should be, yes.
To me, then, I mean, I would do Washington against Toronto, but then I would do Columbus against Boston. And then you'd have Pittsburgh against Ottawa and Montreal against the Rangers. I don't know. Like, to me, I do think the playoff seeding needs to be a little bit updated.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not a big fan of this
new bracket wave.
I don't mind the divisions. I just think a team who puts up 99 points shouldn't get the short end of the stick when a team only puts up 82.
I agree.
Especially when the team with 99 could lead that other division.
Yeah.
To me, that's just like, okay, you have three teams that are clearly, clearly better.
Yeah. That's the way, as I say, the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, well. But then, yeah, then we look at the West.
And we'd have Chicago versus St. Louis. Ooh.
Again.
Ooh.
Again. With no Backus, though, this would be a different series.
Yeah. And then you'd have San Jose versus Calgary. Edmonton versus Anaheim.
Yep.
And Minnesota versus Nashville.
Which would make sense even in my...
Yeah. I would say Minnesota comes out of that one. Chicago hopefully comes out of that one. I'd say San Jose beats Calgary. And I think Edmonton would win that too.
I definitely would take Edmonton over Anaheim.
Anaheim's been really just not anything special this year.
See, like I said, there's not a team in the West. As an Oiler guy, I would fear because what do they have that either we can't come back with or can't defend? And what, to me, Connor McDavid does not help. Yes, we have covered everything on there.
Okay. Cool.
So, I don't know.
What are your thoughts there, internet radio listening folks?
Yeah.
Let us know at The Struggle SOS on the Twitter.
Yep. And if you personally want to follow us, I am at Chris Parrish.
I am at WrestleManiac.
And together, we're at Tag Struggle.
Yes, because we are real.
And we are spectacular!
And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the room shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to